Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 14th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who is always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses.
Lord's feet, there are flags, lotus flower, chariot. These are the symbolic representation. God is personal, but His personality is distinct from our personality. So these specific marks are there on His lotus feet. And Pankajanabhaya, another meaning, Pankajanabhaya means, originally a lotus stem came out from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Brahma was born in that lotus flower, the origin of creation. So, Krishna's all parts of the body have a reference to the Pankaja. Pankaja means lotus flower. Panka means mud, and Ja means generate. Pankaja, the lotus flower, is so important, still it is generated from mud. So Krishna likes Pankaja very much, lotus flower. If we see lotus flower, we can immediately remember Krishna. Just like if you love your child, if you see any garment, a small shoes, or any playthings, immediately you remember your child. This is my child. This is my child. Playing things. This is my garment. It is a question of love. If you actually love God, Krishna, then you can remember Him at any time, always. Always. There is no difficulty. Here, Kunti Devi describes Pankaja with reference to lotus flower. And Krishna describes Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsukantiya. I am the taste of the liquid. So Krishna can be remembered by tasting water, even those who are drinking. If he thinks that this taste of drinking is Krishna, he will one day come out a great saintly person. Such a nice thing, Krishna consciousness. If you cultivate Krishna consciousness, if you follow the description given by the shastras, so I can request even the drunkards that you can become Krishna conscious. The drunkards, what to speak of others? Because Krishna say, Rasoham Apsukantiya. I am the taste of the liquid. Generally, liquid water is there. So, liquor is also liquid. Liquor is bad because it creates intoxication. Otherwise, it is made from sugar, molasses. Molasses with sulfuric acid fermented, so far as you know, we are in the chemical line. Molasses fermented with sulfuric acid and then distilled. That is called spirit or liquor. The thing is, nothing is bad. But because if a thing creates bad effect, then it is bad. So I shall request even the drunkards. In your country there are many drunkards. There is no scarcity. So, if you will kindly remember when drinking wine, that this nice taste of wine is Krishna. Just begin with it. He'll come out one day, saintly person, Krishna consciousness. It's so nice, practical. So, Krishna is available any circumstance. If we want to catch him, that's all. Tisham satat yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam. If one is actually very serious to search out Krishna, Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusam tamaham vayam. He is within this universe. Not only within, he is within your heart, he is within the atom even. So it is not difficult to find him out, but you must know the process, how to find him. And this process is very simple. And the process we are distributing by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone. Without any chant, the process is chant Hare Krishna. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, immediately you understand Krishna. As soon as you see the lotus flower, if you hear this verse, this Sanskrit verse is meant for understanding ourselves. It is not for simply selling our books. Every one of you, we are repeating this verse again and again so that you are expected to chant these mantras. Not that the book is kept. I am a very learned scholar. What kind of learned scholar? If I find the book, then I can speak. That is not scholarship. You must chant. Therefore, we are teaching in our Dallas children. Simply to learn Sanskrit. They have nothing to do, anything else. They are not going to be technologists or servant of everyone. No. We want some generation who can preach Krishna consciousness. So if they learn simply English and Sanskrit, they will be able to read this book, and that is sufficient. We don't want anything. All informations are there throughout the whole world, whatever knowledge is there. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is there. There is literature, there is poetry, there is philosophy, there is religion, there is love of Godhead, there is astronomy. Everything is there. Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Purana, Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. If one simply reads this Srimad Bhagavatam, his education is the topmost. Vidya Bhagavatavad. There is something topmost, ultimate. So for education, Vidya, this Srimad Bhagavatam. If one studies Srimad Bhagavatam, he is well versed in every subject matter. So, we want to create a new generation in your country so that in future they will be fluent speakers in Srimad Bhagavatam and preach all over the country and your country will be saved. This is our program. We have come here not to exploit your country but to give you something substantial. This is Krishna Consciousness Movement. So, read Srimad Bhagavatam, pronounce the verses very nicely, therefore he is repeating, you hear the records and try to repeat. Simply by chanting the mantra, you will purify. Simply by chanting, even if you do not understand a single word of it. Simply, if you chant, this vibration has got such power. Sinnatang sakata krishna punna savana kirtana. If you simply chant and vibrate these verses, these slokas, it is punna savana kirtana. There is no question of understanding. Punna savana kirtana. Punna means pious, and savana means hearing, and kirtana means chant. One is chanting these verse, and one is hearing these verse, he is becoming pious, automatically. Pious. To become pious, one has to endeavor so much, do this, do that. But if you simply hear these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, therefore, as a rigid principle in every temple, there should be class for hearing and chanting. Without hearing and chanting, to become leader, it is impossible. Okay, you can become leader in the material world, but not in the spiritual. Savan kirtan kare malihaiya saivij kare arapan savan kirtan jale karaya secha. Bhaktilata bij, it is a seed of developing your original consciousness. Just like in the seed there is potency, in a small seed, mustard like. But if you sow it in due course of times, it comes out a big banyan tree. There's so much potency in that seed. Where is the scientist? Just prepare a seed in which there is a big gigantic banyan tree. Where is your science? That is not possible. But Krishna says, Bijoham sarva-bhutanam. I am that seed. So anyone can appreciate. Suppose the banyan seed, you have seen the fig fruit. And there are hundreds and thousands of seeds. And each seed, there is a banyan tree. Each seed. If you simply study a fig of banyan tree, you can study the whole cosmic manifestation. If you simply think about it, this is a small seed, insignificant. And there are millions of seeds like that, millions of fruits there. And each seed containing the potency of fructifying into big banyan tree. So who has made it? How much his brain is sharp that he has made it? It is done by brain. It has not come out automatically. This is Raskalda. What even, where is coming in Raskalda? No. There is brain. Janmadasya jataha. The Vedanta Sutra says that everything is coming from him. Coming from his brain. Big brain. Krishna has got big brain. We haven't got such brain. Still, we Raskas, we claim that I am as good as Krishna. I am God. What nonsense you have got. You cannot create anything. So this Krishna consciousness moment is so nice. Here, Kunti Devi, a great devotee, is giving us opportunity to become Krishna conscious. Simply concentrating your mind on lotus flower. Yes. Lotus flower. As soon as you see a lotus flower, you will immediately think of Namo Pankajanabhaya. Oh, Krishna's navel is just like lotus flower. From the navel of Krishna, there was a stem of lotus flower. And from that lotus flower, Brahma came out. And Brahma created this universe. This universe means so many planets, so many seas, mountains and cities, motor cars, everything. Within that lotus flower, the beginning is Namo Pankajanabhavaya. Namo Pankaja Malini. So such wonderful lotus flower which contains the seedling of the whole universe. That is not only one. Pankaja Malini. Just like here is a garland. There are so many flowers. So Krishna is not so poor that simply producing one lotus flower is finished. No. There is a garland of lotus flower. Big garland. Or as many lotus flowers as you want. This is God. Yasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Unlimited. Everything is unlimited. Krishna's creation. We are very much concerned with one planet, this. But Krishna's creation is unlimited number of planets. As you see unlimited number of hairs on your head, you cannot count. Can you count how many hairs are there? This is Krishna's creation. You cannot count. So what to speak of this hair? Anything you take. You take one tree, unlimited number of foliages. You cannot count. Similarly, unlimited number of planets, unlimited number of universes. Everything unlimited, therefore is unlimited. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya. Pankaja Malini. Namo Pankaja Nitraya. Krishna's eyes are compared with the petals of lotus flower. Alula Chandrakala Sadvanamala Bhangsi. If you simply think only one verse, as it is explained here, and the Pankaja, lotus, in defiance with Krishna's body, you can meditate the whole life. How Krishna is beautiful, how Krishna is wise, how Krishna's creation. This is meditation. Thinking of Krishna, dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jam yogina. Yogina means, yogi means, he is always thinking of Krishna, matpara. That is yogi. These rascals are not yogi. Thinking something impersonal and being harassed. Klesha adhikatarastesha abhaktya saptachitasa. They are simply laboring. Adhikatara. More and more. They cannot get anything substantial. Their perhaps are meditation. Come on, give me cigarette. Come on. My throat is now dried up. Give me cigarette. That is not meditation. Meditation means disease. Namo Pankaja Nitraya. So, if you think of Krishna as satatam chintayantam ma, always thinking of me, jatantaschadhiravrata, and endeavoring to advance in Krishna consciousness with bhav. Then we have to remain purified, because Krishna is purified. Parabrahma, param dhamma, pavitram, paramam bhavan. You cannot approach Krishna impurified. But if you think of Krishna less in this way, meditate upon Krishna, then you will be purified. Purnasavana kirtana. That meditation can be possible by hearing and chanting. Then thinking will automatically come. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Smaran means remember. If you chant and hear, then remembrance will automatically come. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam. Then you will be engaged in worshipping his lotus feet. archanam, then you'll be engaged in archan, the temple worship, bandhanam, offering prayers, dasam, you'll engage in yourself as servant, sakyam, you'll become friend of Krishna, atmanivedanam, and surrender everything to Krishna. This is the process. So each and every verse you should chant very perfectly, nicely, meditate upon it. That is the process of progress, advancement in spiritual life. We should get all these verses by heart and chant and offer prayer to the Lord. Bandhanam. Bandhanam. These are meant for such purpose. Namo pankajanavaya. Namo pankajamalini. Namo pankajanetraya. Namaste pankajangai. Everything is Krishna with the hands of Pankaj. Thank you very much.